from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alex Cora after the game. Do you agree with that, by the way? Do you think this is a good offensive team that's having a bad stretch, or is this closer to what they actually are?
I think it's a mediocre offensive team that was playing above its head.
I think that's...
And especially if Devers is hurt.
Right.
I mean...
Devers hurt.
You can't possibly...
Passes out.
If I take the Yankees and remove Soto or Judge, isn't that a significant blow?
Sure.
So he's your Soto and Judge. He's your Otani or Betts, whatever. Any team where you take your $300 million player, there should be a significant drop-off, because if there isn't, then why are you paying that guy $300 million?
It's a great question, one that we can ask, we can't really ask Alex Cora that, but we'll ask him other things when we talk to him in about an hour from now. In the meantime, let's get to your phones at 617-779-7937. We'll begin with, let's do this diplomatically, who's been waiting the longest? That would be Brett in Boulder, Colorado, where I just was. Hey, Brett, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm going to take the unpopular opinion in Boston, but I really struggle with that extension for Alex Cora based upon kind of looking at the entire body of work. And one thing I think that people tend to overlook with Cora is, one, yes, he's very close to a wild card position, but he's also very close to finishing last. 3.5 games out of finishing last for the third time in his Red Sox career, which would be, and you can check my facts on this, would be the first manager in Red Sox history to finish last place in the division in all of Red Sox history. And you
that many times, I mean, he wouldn't be the first one to ever do it, but maybe that many times in a row, it's possible. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look at that. He'd definitely be the first one to do that recently.
Well, he was also the first manager of the small market Red Sox.
That's fair. Since the Henrys took over, I guess. I mean, back in earlier 2000s,
I mean, I guess
in the 90s
guy
and 80s and stuff.
Who managed after they traded Babe Ruth, sold Babe Ruth, is probably the first manager of the small market. Right?
That was, I'd say that was pretty small market move there to fund his play. But yeah, Alex Cora now, I mean, we'll see where they end up finishing here in the standings. But whether it's last place or they finish in third place, but 25 games out of first in the AL East and 10 games out of the wild card, that's all kind of the same to me. That's all relative at this point. You know, you're talking about another second half collapse. If Tampa Bay and Toronto just happen to be a little bit worse than you are, then that doesn't make me feel any better. Like, last place or not last place is sort of just a figurative thing here. What's important and what I think is the most harrowing part of all this is, yeah, you just gave an extension to a guy who's now shown that in the second half of these seasons, his teams just cannot focus. I mean, they don't. They look dull and lifeless. All the good things they do in the first half, they just stop doing. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of adjustments being made. You know, I don't know. I have a hard time. I have a hard time squaring that away.
What adjustments?
Adjustments.
Like, what could he do? I'm trying to think right now. So his best hitter stinks. Mm-hmm. Probably shouldn't be playing.
Right. That's an adjustment you can make right there.
Not play him. Sure.
Sit him. Yeah.
But does that make you any better? You just acknowledge, well, now my best hitter isn't playing.
If the guy you put in hits higher than 206, then yes, it does make you better.
But the point is, you still lost your best hitter. Whether he's playing and he stinks or he doesn't play, you lost your best hitter.
Fine, but that's an adjustment that you make when your best hitter's actively hurting your team.
So you don't, I guess my whole point here is, I think part the biggest challenge for this team is the same as it's been every year. Talent. Proven talent. Tentpole talent. Longevity, sustaining talent. Like, I am optimistically surprised that Jaron Duran didn't tail off this year like I thought he might.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing long term. But the reality is, this is a duct tape and Toradol roster. This is not a, wow, roll it out there, and this is a talented base, especially when you start to take into account. And you're right. It's weird. I think people don't acknowledge the story and Casas injuries as much because the lineup was good as piecemealed together. But they faded. And maybe, because he's been talking a lot about young guys fading and, you know, the point in the season, blah, blah, blah. What if, you know, you hadn't had those injuries? Then these young guys could be stepping up now, or these guys that are maybe niche players that maybe can give you a month or two of good baseball but aren't going to give you a full season of good baseball. If you were able to piecemeal that together later in the season, maybe that'd be different. I just think the biggest challenge this team has is the biggest challenge it's had for 4 or 5 years. Talent.
Yeah.
They're not that good. The line, I don't believe it. It's a baseball team that was good offensively, not a good offensive baseball team. That's how I would spin that. They were good offensively. You can't argue with the numbers and what they were doing, right? Those were facts. Those were on the field.
Yeah.
Those were in the stat sheet.
They were the top team in home runs for part of the
year. But were they really? You know what I mean? Like,
the
numbers said it, but your mind is like, I don't think that's going to stay that way.
Tyler O'Neill hit a bunch of home runs in the first month of the
season.
What's
he doing now?
And then, yeah, he got hurt, and he's been in and out of the lineup this whole time. And, yeah, that's been a problem.
And he's Tyler O'Neill. No disrespect to Mr. O'Neill. But he's not.
I wouldn't disrespect that guy.
Aaron Judge. Yeah. He's not Juan Soto, right? He's not. It was never sustainable in my mind. And I know he probably wanted to believe it was sustainable and that they were a good offensive baseball team and everything that was working was going to continue to work. But I don't know how realistic that was.
Yeah, he had 7 home runs in the first month of the season. He's got 25 now, so it's not like he fell off completely. But yeah, that was a start that you looked at and thought, okay, maybe they really got something here. Maybe they really found their diamond in the rough with this guy. And he's not been terrible. I mean, obviously, his numbers this year are pretty 254 with an 862 OPS, 25 homers is something that you'll take from a guy that you're not paying a whole hell of a lot of money to. But that was something that they were really counting on.
But if this were a good team, that would be your surprise, like, 7 or 8 hitter.
Right.
On this team, you're like, well, he's our best right-handed bat, and he's one of our top core of season-long hitters. And then you're like, well, you're probably not that good then.
Probably not. Paul is in Rhode Island. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm a Devers. Well, I said that because I didn't. I wasn't sure last time if I congratulated you. Anyway, I'll take Devers as a DH for $300 million. I know Otani's got a part-time job just hitting the ball. And you know what? He's hurt, too. Whatever. Now, let's get
Otani's
back to basics.
Hurt, okay.
As far as
his arms,
yeah, he's hurt. Well,
he can't pitch.
He's not pitching.
Right.
No, whatever. But he's got, I don't know, 16 home runs more than Devers and like 40 steals more than Devers. But other than that.
Of course. It's L.A. and all that. Yeah. High payroll. Listen. As far as your show, as a consumer, can I announce something? Can I label your show?
Absolutely.
Yes. Why is it called the afternoon show when everybody's got their name out there? Why can't it be called? Can I invent something?
Yes.
Call it the Pastor and Hart Show.
The Pastor and Hart Show. You know what? That's not bad. The Pastor and Hart. Normally, he's referring to my Sunday show, or I go by the Reverend, not the pastor. But
you have like an alter ego.
The joke was that I had been doing weekends for so long that it was like, you know, they should just make me a priest. And so I started doing the Sunday service, and then I became the Reverend, and that was sort of my little character.
You know, character like Fitzy,
kind of like that.
Nick Stevens is Fitzy.
Basically, I didn't change my name, but yeah, it was Reverend
Christian
Arkin.
And the pastor.
I mean, the pastor in heart. That could work. I'd really have to lean into the thing now. It's only funny on Sundays. You know, it's really only a joke on Sunday. The rest of the week, it's sort of like, well.
What exactly is a pastor?
Pastor is, I don't know.
Is that a priest?
Yeah.
Do you wear, like, the collar?
I believe if you wear the frock, yes. I think that's what you do.
If you called the show that, you would have to wear the frock to work.
Pastor is a minister in charge of a Christian church or congregation, which I think is the same as a priest.
Okay.
Sounds the same. I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have no idea.
I should know these things. If I were you, I'd want your real name in the show.
Yes, I would prefer that.
Because as the pastor, I feel like you're replaceable. You can just, like, Vince McMahon would replace you with a different character.
You call up Larry Johnson. He can come in. He was the teacher and the preacher. I remember listening to those guys. Yeah. Remember back in the day?
Yeah, but it was Mustard and Johnson.
Mustard and Johnson, the teacher and the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
That was like
your whole name is removed from Paul's idea.
Right. It's like the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, they got their names and they got their nicknames and they got their other nicknames and they got all these different nicknames. Like, that's basically
the
what
pastor.
We're doing.
Pastor. And heart. I don't know. My name's in it, so I'm fine. So, good job, Paul.
I'll tell you, it's not the worst suggestion I've heard. I've heard worse than that.
And we're called the afternoon show because we're on in the afternoon.
Oh, that's why it is. Oh, because the show
is
on
in
the... Ow, okay.
Noon hits, and then a little while later, afterwards, we're on.
I thought it just sounded good. Johnny's on the Cape. Go ahead, Johnny.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Johnny.
A great show.
Thank you.
You know, I'm gonna say what I think about Deb is in the condition and where he's going. It kind of reminds me of, and I hope I say this right, Paulo Sandoval.
Pablo Sandoval, you did say that right, but how does he remind you of Pablo Sandoval?
Out of shape.
Well, he's starting to look like a bowling pin. He's not a great defensive player, and I think he's heading down that track of going downhill in the direction that the way he's getting hurt in training. I think it would be great to see him. If we can get some good arms for him and put some of the young guys back at third base and build off of that, because I don't think he's worth the money we're paying for him. And also, I'm not happy the way he treated the media, and that's super childish. I mean, you got to be a grown up to play the sport, and the whole thing just irritated me. I just think that's the direction he's heading.
All right, thanks for the call, Johnny. I don't think you have to worry about him being like Pablo Sandoval maybe yet. Who knows? In a couple of years, it could be a different story. But he's still a very productive player.
And the biggest difference is Sandoval was not a power hitter.
Right.
You kind of have that idea.
He looked like he should have been.
Right, but he wasn't.
But he was not. Yeah.
Whereas.
He's a big slap hitter.
If Devers gets a little chunkier and becomes a full-time DH, you'd like to think he becomes like Cecil Fielder or somebody,
mm-hmm.
where he's just socking 40 home runs a year,
right.
You know, striking out. Maybe his average dips a little bit, but he's a pure power guy. Sandoval was like a fat non-power guy, which is a bad. Unless your name is Gwynn. Tony Gwynn,
right.
Being a fat, non-power guy is a bad thing, and Tony Gwynn was a one-of-one that will never be recreated.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn never swung and missed at a pitch ever in his entire career.
So like, his average went up when he had strikes. It was, like, the weirdest thing.
If Rafael Devers ever swings and misses and his belt explodes, like what happened with Sandoval that one year in, I think it was in spring training, a truly transcendent moment in fat guy sports, I'd say. Like, that... You know, there's times where you see, like, you know, David Wells and guys pitching out there. But when Sandoval's belt exploded, and it, like, exploded.
Oh, it absolutely did.
It went, like, that was an all-time fat guy sports
moment.
And
too early for his sake, because I feel like if it happened now, in this era of Fanatics sucks and Nike sucks, he could have just blamed it on, like,
hey,
no quality
want?
Control with these Nike belts they give us. But back then, it was like... Holy crap, he just blew up a belt.
Yeah.
That there was belt, no excuse.
That belt is in pieces on the ground. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with your phone calls. I have a theory about the Red Sox and their pitching staff and why they're not winning and why investing in the pitching staff generally leads to good things. We'll get to all of that. And we also have a sniff test and spin zone coming up at some point in the show. We may have that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.